morning, Brunswick. This is Doug Kennedy. I'm looking forward to hearing you. Good luck with everything. Cymbal and that front end of the beat. The real importance of that drum beat is actually 2 and 4. And what plays on 2 and 4 but your hi-hat cymbal? Very, very lightly. I don't see it moving all that much, but what you want to do is you want to really nail that hi-hat and nail it in conjunction with what's going on with the bass. You want to line that groove up so it just does not move. It stays solid right there. So concentrate on 2 and 4 at the end there, and make sure you stay solid with the bass. You should be great. Now, while I was talking, I'm hearing some things. Some great lines here. But there's some things you want to be careful of is your focus of your releases as well. Above all that other stuff, you want to make sure your releases are very, very consistent and you have a place to go with that note. It could be either crescendo, decrescendo, but make it full, make it strong, and have a definite movement towards that end of that phrase. Soft volume or loud volume, we get that big intensity. Okay, and that same thing with the punch figures behind the saxophone. Saxophone, you sound nice and clean, that's good. There's some things you can do with that, but the punch fingers in the background, make sure you're ready for that intensity of note just as soon as it arrives. So when you're ready for that next punch finger, make sure you got that support. Release that tongue and you've got that boom, that big sound again behind whoever's playing, in this case, the saxophone solo section. Take over. If the bass is missing, or I don't hear much of it, you want to make sure you're nice and solid. Help out that iffiness on the groove there. Good job, trombone. I like it. You're using your mind. You're using your improv skills. You're not reading the written solo. And you had some nice choices there. I like the way you made good use of space, let the audience digest a little bit each time you played. So you had a couple phrases that sounded good. Keep working on it. That's great. All right, tenor sax. Good job. Good job. Nice, strong solo. You had some confidence there. That's really nice. Trumpet, nice. Excellent. Now, you want to think about this as just a basic blues, so you want to think about working on some minor pentatonics or something that you really start off nice and easy. Then you've got the, you know, down to the sixth chord and the last part of the, four bar phrase structures. But other than that, just stay, I would say work on some minor pentatonics. That might give you a little more language there. Stay solid there, drummer. I'm trying to listen while I'm talking, so I apologize. Trombone, Adam, that was really nice. Good job. As well as Barry Sachs. Good job, both of you guys. Adam, don't be afraid to play out there. It's a little bit soft. And, you know, no matter what your notes, no choices are, they're yours. So be proud of them. Good job, alto. I mean, Barry, excuse me. Working the blues scale down. I like that. That was really nice. But you had a definite focus for that. You wanted to know where you were good with that, and you told the audience. That's a good job, trumpet player. Trombones, make sure you get a nice big sound back there, even though you have a soft volume. You're still an important part. All right, good job, alto. Good. You guys are using that blues scale now. That's nice. It's nice to see. At least making those harmonic choices. Good job. Okay, so what I'm talking about, trombones, this is not a bad line behind the solos, but you want to make sure that end of the phrase there is got a definite release part, got something going on. But you crescendo it, whatever you need to do to make that line sail, even though it's a softer volume, you want to make sure you do that. Still an important part behind the solos. That's it. Those crescendos seem to die a little bit before the release. Keep going all the way to the release. Okay. Okay, and we're talking here. You've got three different sections. Saxes are leading it. When you've got the other two sections, you're kind of answering. You want to make sure you answer within the same type of feel as the saxophone is there. Okay, those are things to look at next time you rehearse that type of section. Same interpretation, legato feel, the swing feel. You want to be careful of the repeated quarter notes and the choppiness of those swing rhythms. So interpret the way the saxes do. They did a pretty good job there. Ooh, nice, good job, saxes. Keep that nice and strong. Make sure we stay strong leading into that last section. Good. Good, 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 good. Good job, guys. All right. Two nice pieces to start off your show. There's some really nice things going on. Again, these comments are just very picky. Don't think of them as negative things. Think of the positive things. There's got some nice technical things going on. You've got good balance and blend. The biggest thing I would say is just watch your phrase endings. Be careful of... you know, the intention of where you want that phrase to go. And the same thing here. You leave off with a nice big punch figure. Make sure that it's a big one. Don't be afraid to blow into those horns. I'd say if you were to do it as a percentage-wise, I'd say you're about 75% to those horns. Bring that right up. Good. Good lead line there, Saxes. That's it. Okay, again, same thing. Drummer, you want big 2 and 4, especially on this piece here. sorry about that. You want to make sure there's something hanky going on over there. I think it's probably your ride. You want to be careful. Make sure it's consistent. It tends to rush a little bit. It's rushing right at this point. What I would probably recommend, until you get a groove down solid, drummer, I would recommend just stay with the eighth notes into the ride. Da 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 da. That would give you a nice solid feel, and then allow the other rhythm section players to work around you. Okay, a little tough, but you're getting it. You're doing well, guys. Good job there, alto sax player. Nice job on the solo. Ah, that's a nice feel right there, Brass. Good job. That's laying back. You got a nice backside on the beat there on some of those figures. And it was clean. It was together. Great interpretation. Good job there. Don't be afraid of those runs. Make sure that comes out nice and clean. Just as important as long notes. Sax soli section. Sax solis, you've got some nice solid sound there, but you want to make sure you get out of it. You want to communicate to the audience what you want. Lead player, don't be afraid to come out with your lead interpretation. When you're playing that repeated figures like that, you tend to play the same all the way through. It's like eating vanilla ice cream without the chocolate sauce on top. You want to spice it up just a little bit and communicate to the audience what you want. Each time you play that, and then your players underneath your lead player, you want to follow that lead player as far as interpretation, volume, voice inflection, all sorts of things. Hey, all in all, great sound, guys. You had three great pieces that you worked on, and what I liked hearing was some of the things that you did, the interaction between the horns. You had some great interaction between the horns, as well as some decent rhythm section stuff. You want to be careful on groove. Some of the overall things that I mentioned, the big thing that I would probably say after listening to all three pieces would be your phrase endings. It tended to be a little choppy, and your swing feel tended to be a little choppy. You want to smooth things out a little bit, make longer, more legato lines to make sure that the groove works. And you want to make sure those phrase endings are solid. You make them as long as you can, solid going into the next phrase. That way, from section to section, it doesn't feel so choppy. Rhythm section, concentrate on 2 and 4 on that swing. Hit it hard, you know, get a bigger bass sound. Drummer, be more presence if the bass is missing or too soft. So, those are little things you can work on right off the bat. Make it sound even much more cool. You guys have a great sound to begin with. It was a great pleasure listening to you. I wish you all the luck in the world. Good job. Thank you.